The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Ace and TJ 5G.
Welcome to the Share Funny podcast. Podcast. This is the hot bods in here doing the Share Funny. So we'll call it the bodcast.
That's us, the hot bods.
Mm-hmm.
Doing
mm-hmm.
the bodcast.
Look, I don't know whether this is going to be funny or not, but we needed a little time, I think, to let Alexis talk to us about the sadness in her life right now and why she had to go get her lashes redone yesterday.
Oh my God, yes.
Uh-oh.
So embarrassing.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So... Well, go, just tell the whole thing. Spill it, girl. We're here for you.
I mean, I've just been moody the last week or so, you know, girl stuff.
But she refers to as Mother Nature.
Mother Nature.
Because yeah. when she said that Mother Nature was keeping her from going and seeing her boyfriend, I thought she meant because there were going to be storms in Virginia where he lives. I did. I'm like, well, how bad must the weather be? She's too scared to drive to Virginia. Yeah. Did you think that too, Ace?
Until this very moment.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
She was talking about her womanlies.
Oh, I thought there was weather. There was a weather issue that might be happening up there. I thought the exact same thing.
It took me a while to figure that out.
I did not know that. I didn't give it any much thought.
Yeah, because it said Mother Nature's a block, you know?
So. Well, okay. Well, still, I would have thought there was a storm, but okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wait, sorry. Share Funny, sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration.
Right, let's get that in real quick.
Yeah, when you said bad weather, it made me think of storm, and they clean up after storms and stuff. So, acetj.com/Paul Davis.
But yeah, so I have been moody, and my vibe was off, and there was a full moon on Sunday. I know you guys probably felt that energy, right? Sunday,
of course. I wondered what it was.
My energy was way out of whack.
Yeah. So
then I'm glad to know now what was causing that.
Yeah. So I just had to cry. I had to just like get it all out, all that emotion that I feel all the time. And now when you have lash extensions, they tell you really shouldn't cry because the salt will dry up the glue and then they get crunchy. So anytime I watch.
How sad is that? To tell you not to cry?
It's like I can't have emotions if I choose to have lash extensions. That's what it's like.
Yeah.
Because I watched
what a living hell that is.
Yesterday, I was watching something and my eyes started watering and I had to like tilt my head back, get my tears to go back in.
Oh my God. Girl, don't cry. Whatever you do.
Go back in.
What in the hell?
Tears, get back inside.
Tears. Go away, tears.
Go away. I can't. I just got the lashes done. But anyway, so yeah, if they dry out, they get really crunchy and you can just touch them and they fall out. So I had to go get my lashes refilled yesterday, and I told the girl, I brought her a drink, because I was like, she's going to not be very happy with me that I only have 3 lashes left on each eye.
What kind of drink?
I got her a bubble tea, because there's a really cute bubble tea place across the street.
I was like, did you just bring a thermos with alcohol in it or something to her office?
Here you go.
I went ahead and mixed you a vodka tonic because you're going to need it while I'm here today.
A bubble tea.
Bubble tea. And I told her, I said, I cried all day yesterday, so this is what my lashes look like. And she instantly understood. She's like, we're going to fix that right up. Let's go.
Yeah, and she did.
And she
it worked
did.
Out okay.
And so is the only reason that you're, as you would say, all up in your feelings is because your monthlies, or has other stuff happened that makes you up in your feelings? The moon was wrong or
the energy.
Like
yeah. I usually am not like a crier unless I'm like just in that moment, like, okay, I need to just get it out. But usually it's around that time because I'm not a weak I'm not a weak person. A weak ass.
I'm not a weak ass bitch.
Okay. So anytime
my eyelashes would beg to differ.
Yeah. No. So anytime I start feeling like that, I was like, this is why it's happened. This is why I'm all emotional. Makes sense. Because other times I do not cry. So.
But you only cry when it's Mother Nature and the moon.
Yeah. It's a bad combination.
Oh, yeah.
It's heavy.
I could tell something at the beginning of her podcast yesterday. She went on about a 2-minute little speech about how sometimes you have bad days and then it will wake you up to the good days and it makes you appreciate the good days even more, or the days that you have something easy going on. Mm-hmm. The bad days will remind you that to be thankful on the good days.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what is today so far?
Today's a great day.
Okay.
Got my lashes done. The weather's nice. It was nice and cool outside when I woke up this morning. Fall's here. It wakes up my soul.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm ready.
My soul has hit the snooze button. Yeah.
Hello, soul.
Hello.
And when will you find out whether or not Squid is going to get to come this weekend like he was supposed to?
Hopefully I'll find out today. They told him yesterday he might have to work this weekend, so.
Yeah. You know, that's the best out for anything that you don't want to do is when you're in the military and you're active duty.
Yes.
And, I mean, she going to call up his boss, his commanding admirals or whatever, and say, hey, why does my man have to work this weekend? No. So he could say anything.
When your work is protecting the country.
Yeah. And say, hey, I get called off to secret missions. Yeah. I can't even tell you where I'm going to be gone or when I'm going
to
be back.
That's exactly what he said. He's like, we might need to prepare for a mission. I'm like, okay,
missionary
whatever.
Position. That's what he's preparing
Stop
for.
Stop it. Mm-hmm. Don't say that. Doing.
Tú conoces a Joe Biden? Let me talk to Joe.
Yeah, put Joe on the phone real quick, because I'm not having this.
Trying to see my mains.
Yeah.
Commander in chief, you better command him to come up here and take care of me.
Okay.
When he knows that you have literally no idea what it is that he does.
Exactly.
He can say anything. And get away with it. Yeah, that's
And I
true.
Told him that the other day. I was like, you could literally say anything. And what am I going to say? That you're lying? I can't prove it. And he said something, and I was like, someone that is lying would say something like that.
Oh, you really did say?
Yeah.
Okay, I was being
sorry. So then, yeah.
No, so not about him coming this weekend. It was something else.
So then your response is, oh, yeah, someone who is lying would say something like that.
Yep. That sounds like something that person would say.
Which is at the point when he realizes this is going to be the dumbest relationship ever, because it just becomes an argument you can't even have an intelligent conversation over.
That's what he tells me. He's like, I'm not messing with you today. I'm like, all right, whatever.
Ooh, they sending me to Antarctica for war.
Yeah.
We done declared war on Antarctica.
I was watching CNN all day. I didn't see shit about it.
Big facts. So what you talking about?
We about to take over Greenland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as long as he doesn't get crazy with the lie, he could get away with it.
I know.
But he wouldn't do that, right?
No, he doesn't seem like the type.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We never do.
I know. I hope I get to see him, though. It's been a minute.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. And your mom's coming today?
My mom's coming today. I just texted her to make sure.
She going to give you a massage and put those magnets all over you?
I hope so, because my arms are sore. So I'm going to ask her if she wants to give me a massage.
That'd be so nice. If your mom is just like a masseuse, I'm like, let me get a massage.
Yeah, I don't think I would like that.
I don't think I
would. I don't want my mom to massage me.
Is that weird?
Yeah, I don't want to be.
If they're a masseuse?
I don't want to be laying on the table in my underwear in front of my mom getting massaged. No. I don't.
No, I'm over that.
I'm over that. I've had enough massages.
I'm tired of it.
Have you ever had a massage, Mama? TJ? Have you ever gone and gotten a massage?
I think one time, maybe.
I've never had one.
It's awesome.
You've never had a massage? Dude. Oh, God.
It does seem weird.
It's awesome.
Like.
There's the best.
Half the time, I go sound asleep during most of it. I just fall asleep.
I found a new person to get my massages from, because before COVID, I had a guy that I was like secretly in love with, and then COVID happened and that studio shut down. So there's a new girl that gives me a massage, and I love her. She's amazing. Her mother and her own this studio, but she talks the entire time.
I don't like that.
So the last time I told her, I'm like, hey, just so you know, I have like a headache today, so I might fall asleep. So if I just kind of stop talking, that's probably what happened.
Well, maybe I didn't have the right type of massage. You know, they have the shiatsu, the deep tissue. Maybe I didn't like it. Maybe it's because of the one that I chose on the menu.
What did you choose?
The prostate.
Ew. You're so gross.
Maybe.
Mr. TJ, you ready?
Yeah.
So expensive. Got you down for an hour of prostate massage?
Ew. That's so gross.
I'm a first timer, so I guess, yeah. I mean, is that good? Is that, well, yeah, sure.
It's next to like a smoothie king. Right.
Yeah. You're going to be with Sven here.
It is a Sven, deep, deep tissue massage.
Sven comes out. He's 6'6". One hand could crush my skull. Long fingernails. It's bad.
Ew.
It was bad business.
Stop.
It was bad. I'm telling you.
That's so nasty.
I think now that I may have made a bad choice.
Right.
My nickname, Butterfinger.
Gross.
It's like, you must play the guitar. I do. I hate pick.
They call me Thick Finger.
I hate pick.
So I may need to give it another try.
You should try it, Rick. It's just good. It's very, very relaxing.
I'm not that sore.
Oh. Yeah,
you know, I don't know. You don't know that you're sore until they're getting in there, though.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You don't even know.
You don't even know.
You know.
Right.
Be aware of this.
They're hurting you. That's what's called pain.
Yeah.
You're hurting.
But I've gone.
Oh, you're hurting.
From a more therapeutic massage for my neck and my shoulder. And then they'll say, like, hey, you're going to be sore for the next few days. Because it's like an hour. Most of the, until like the last 15 minutes, it just hurts. Mm-hmm. It's very uncomfortable. She's like, are you okay with that? Level up and the stretching your arm back and really working it over. And it does feel better over the course of the next few days. But for that 45 to 50 minutes of that hour, it is not fun.
Yeah, that's what they called my massage, too. Working me over. We will work you over.
Work you over.
So is your mom... is she a licensed massage therapist? What is she?
No, she's not a licensed massage therapist. She's licensed for what she does with the magnets.
Yeah.
So she tells clients that, like, if you would like, you know, like a light rub, I can do that. But she's not a massage therapist.
Okay, but is it just a rub or is there a tug that goes with it?
Stop it.
Like, could you get a light rub and tug from your mama?
My mama's not doing that.
Oh man!
Just think about rub and tug from your mom. Yes, yeah. You just ask her if her mom would give you the old rub and tug.
Gross. Yeah.
But I didn't ask her if she'd give it to me though. I said, if she do, could you get a rub and tug, just the rub?
What does Mr. Lincoln think?
Yeah,
what does Mr. Lincoln think?
Or another Mr. Lincoln thing?
Uh-huh. What can I get now?
Man, that would be a cool name for a morning show team. Rub and tug in the morning.
Rub and tug.
What do you think about it, Rub? Well, tub, gonna be another hot one out there today.
You bet.
Rub and tug.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's horrible.
But so. Your mom can do a light rub without a license, but to really get in there and do a hard rub, she's got to have a license. I don't understand. Because I don't understand why the state has to tell somebody whether or not they can rub another person's body.
Yeah.
That should be left up to the customer.
What about my old buddy that got licensed to do an internal massage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That probably should require some sort of oversight, don't you think?
Well, but what does the government know about it?
I don't know. I just feel like anyone left to their own devices should not be allowed to do that.
But is it because
the market determine?
But does the government step into that? Because that way you know that someone has been educated to a certain degree as to how to properly tend to problematic areas.
Yeah, right. But that's not, to me, that's not the government's responsibility. The government does that. And it's the licensings and all that is mainly for financial reasons.
Sure, but I like the idea of knowing that the person that I'm going to has had some level of education. That way you kind of know this can't be that harmful.
I mean, it's not that hard to rub somebody.
But that way you see their level of education when they prove it to you as a customer.
Yeah, but at least I know there's a baseline.
Yeah, but you got some, yahoo that was elected in the whatever district that's overseeing that, and he doesn't know or she doesn't know a damn thing about it. Why? What do they know about cutting hair? Why is my hairdresser got to have a state
That license. One I don't understand. I don't know
it's
that.
It's all because of money, taxes, fees, and all for those licenses that pay the salaries of the people who are on these boards and looking over that. I mean, I would trust Alexis's mom to give me a full-fledged rub down.
Sure.
You know, just like I would get at a massage therapy place.
Yeah, but maybe with the hairdresser thing, it's if you're getting color and stuff, at least, you know,
they have chemicals and you're dealing with chemicals.
So they won't burn your scalp or something.
Well, barbers aren't doing that.
That's true. I mean, I have no problem with that.
But what I'm saying is if your mama would stay more than a hot minute, I would get her to rub me down.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
Get her rub me the right way.
Because I could already know all the jokes that you'd be thinking in your head, and I don't know how I feel about you, my mom rubbing on you while you thinking those things.
And the next morning on the show, exactly. Talking about how I just had a great afternoon. Alexis' mom didn't rub me down.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Rub you the right way, stroke.
Alexis' mom just rubbing me down all afternoon.
Oof, man. Now, I paid her for her time.
Sure.
See, I would rather her put the rub down on me than the magnets.
Yeah, I bet you would.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, because I could see a purpose in that.
I would
be. You got to believe in those magnets and the stuff, though, don't
There's you? There's science behind it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you don't believe in science either, though.
Right.
He's a denier.
He doesn't
believe in science.
Which of those magnets goes up my ass? Like, none of them.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
My son, whose name is Boy, is a freshman at a college in the mountainous region of North Carolina. And he just sent a screenshot of the weather forecast there, what the current conditions is. Sunny and 48
it's
today.
It's cold.
And 48.
Yeah.
I love it.
You love the cold, Alexis?
Yeah, by the end of August, after my birthday, I'm ready for the cold to come.
I am never what you would call ready for the cold to come.
I do.
I mean, I don't mind if it gets to be like jacket season or whatever, but I don't like it when it's super cold.
Walking out in the morning to that cold air, just, I love it.
What rings?
I was going to make a stupid joke. To say in my apartment, it's always jacket season. Yeah, you can see why I bailed on it. It was disgusting. It wasn't even worth telling. All year round. 31 days a month. Except on leap year.
Jacket season.
365. 24/7. It's jacket season. That's why I didn't.
Who was it? Blink 182 was the had the album title.
Put on my pants and jacket.
Put on your pants and jacket.
Yeah.
Remember that clip that we had of the guy who called 911, the old guy, because his wife's zipper was stuck and they couldn't get her out of the jacket. And he's screaming at the 911, she can't get her jacket off. Get your jacket off.
Jacket off.
Jacket off.
She can't get her jacket off. Fire, medical, or police?
I don't know. She can't get her jacket off. What are you trying to get her to do, sir?
Yeah.
What?
How embarrassing. Oh, my gosh.
Trying to get her jacket off.
Stuck in a seatbelt or something, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm. But I'm ready for the cooler weather as well. But I hate wearing long pants. I kind of wear, I hate long pants.
I feel like that, too. I was about to put on some jeans today. I'm like, I hate wearing jeans.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to turn into, you know, your stereotypical morning radio disc jockey that never wears long pants. It's always cargo shorts and some sort of athletic wear on top, like a jersey or a team sweatshirt or something.
I would love to see you in a jersey.
Oh my god.
Who wouldn't? Like,
if I'm wearing a jersey, I'm actually in the game. Other than that, no.
You've never owned a jersey or worn one?
With ones that I played ball in, yeah.
Yeah, but not for fashion.
Yeah, I had a jersey one time that the Panthers, Carolina Panthers gave us and had our names on the back. It was an official jersey.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's a flex.
I know. I know.
I see you, boy.
And they put my old number on it with my name on it.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
It was also Chris Winkie's number at the time.
Who happened to be the starting quarterback.
Wasn't he number 16?
I don't know.
You would want be like, no, that's the number I need on my jersey.
No, they asked.
Oh, they asked you?
Yeah, they said, we're making these jerseys for you guys. What numbers do you want on?
I thought you told them. Put number 16.
No. Mm-mm.
What number did you have, Ace?
69. I have no idea.
See what? 69.
Yeah. I don't know what number. I don't really remember. Mm-hmm.
He's like, check it out.
I'm wearing it to the game Sunday.
That was the coolest thing ever.
It's the team photo. You can't do that symbol in front of your face.
Yeah. I'm here.
Why not?
Yeah. It's a picture. They can't tell that you're flicking your tongue.
Yeah.
I'm taking my kid to the game Sunday wearing my 69 jersey. They don't even know what it means. Shocker. Yep. That was me as a dad.
There is a guy that we know that played for the Panthers. He's a legendary Carolina Panther. He's retired now. His name is Jordan Gross, and his number was 69. So it said Gross 69 on his jersey. And there are guys that wear their team stuff to church, the church that I go to. And, you know, and I look at these guys that come in there who are transplants and they're wearing Steelers jerseys and all that stuff. And I'm like, get out of here.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right.
But there was a man one time who, I mean, he wasn't trying to be nasty at church. He was just a fan of Jordan Gross and he had his jersey on. And of course, I mean, even though you're in church, you can't help but think, you know, the irony or whatever. Wow. Gross 69.
I own that jersey.
You do, Rob?
Yeah.
Well, no wonder he was laughing at it like that.
It's a good jersey, man.
God.
Rob's a little pervert.
Mm-hmm.
Pervert Rob.
Did you get Jordan Gross?
Yeah. Did you get that when you were an adult or when you were younger?
It was when he was in the league. I don't remember that when that was. Let's see. I got it like right before he retired, so it was.
So yeah, you were an adult.
Yeah.
You had a 401k at that point. He's like, this will be cool.
Sweet.
Yeah, he retired in 2014, so it wasn't that long ago. Yeah,
it was a retirement.
Yeah, he was a Panther right when I finished high school, so I was pretty much an adult his whole career.
Yeah. So
all right.
Yep. Yeah. It was quite a flex for you. As a Flexus would say.
A Flexus. I like that.
I can't believe you've been running around crying like a little beer.
I know, me neither. I'm not proud about it. I hate it when I start getting like that.
Can I ask you a question about when you decide to sit down and cry? Because you said you just decided to sit down and cry it out.
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of happened, and then I sat down.
Oh, okay. Never mind. All right. And that kills my question. Because I wanted to know how that works. You just thought, okay, I'm going to sit down now, and I'm going to cry. And then you just sit down, and it comes out, or do you think of something? But in this case, you were crying.
So yeah, it just comes out, and I hate it because I'm like, God, why am I being a weak-ass bitch right now? Yeah. Get it together.
You start punching yourself in the face.
Oh, stupid.
Get it together.
Beth, you knew how many times I experienced that in my day-to-day life. Yeah. A lot.
Yeah, I hate it. I used to be like a little crybaby all the time when I was little, so that's why I hate it even more.
Oh my God, we just got a DM from a guy named Danny who said, I have a Panthers jersey with my name on it and a 69.
Yeah. Look at the back. It's a 69.
Yeah. Read it and weep.
He tells this one. Mm. Look what he got, babe.
Look. 69, like that. Like the sex thing.
I get it. Yeah, that's my favorite number.
Yeah,
yeah, you know why it's my favorite number? Huh? Yeah, you do. Guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. You know. You know.
Come on. It's 69. How much does that cost? 120?
Yeah. Any other number would have been $98, but I paid extra for the 69.
They charged me extra.
Customization.
Yeah. It ain't the first time I paid extra for a 69. I'll tell you that right now.
That's exactly right.
How about that?
Yeah. Guys are a mess.
Danny now regrets having sent that DM.
Well, after you said his name, too.
He'll be all right.
He'll be fine.
He'll be fine. Not gonna kill him.
Yeah, if you're going to do that, you got to own it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's his name on it. He's wearing it exactly. In public. Who
so cares? I wonder if he had Danny or he had his last name on
it. Want to go ahead and give that out, too?
No, I'm just wondering because the jerseys they made for us had our first names on there.
Did yours say TJ or Richie?
TJ.
And yours said Ace?
Yeah.
Aw, that's so cute. Do you guys have pictures?
But no, we didn't wear them together, like, you know, coming and matching at work or anything. It's,
I would be. Yeah. I would want one, and I could say the and then I can stand in between you guys.
Yeah, I only wore it.
It looked like a V.
Exactly. Yeah.
I only wore it once, I think.
And it was signed?
By whom?
I don't know, by a Panther player?
No.
No. Which Panther player would sign it?
Somebody.
Yeah, I need to see. I don't even know if I've got that anymore. It's got to be somewhere.
Yeah, I saved it, I think.
I think
I didn't wear it.
I have that. I had a Bobcats jersey they gave us one time that had like Charlotte Bobcats that had our names on the back, and the Globetrotters jersey when I played with the Globetrotters that day.
Did you ever wear them out, the Globetrotters one?
No, never had it on. I think maybe I tried it on one time to see how big it was on me, but I've never worn it out of the house anywhere.
Well, that Bobcats jersey, it was like, you know, they just took whatever was left, and you know, they didn't even try to make it our right size because mine came down to my knees.
Yeah, they're monster
it was
big.
Huge.
Monster big.
You had a jersey dress. Yeah.
I need a cool belt to go with it.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications.
Find out more at hetj.com/neogenics.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Share. The Ace & TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace & TJ Show.
All right, you need some heavy-duty type of cleanup. I'm not talking about somebody just to come in and clean the baseboards and vacuum real well. I'm talking about if you've had a flood, talking about darn old far or mold, things like that. Something that's actually threatening the livability of your home. That's why you need Paul Davis for those types of things. Paul not going to come in and just, you know, like dust and clean the toilets.
No.
It's not that kind of cleaning. Don't even try that. Don't try that with Paul. Paul don't love that.
No.
Mm-mm. So, if you have something that needs to be taken care of like that, then they get there in a hurry because they know that you don't have any time where you're just going to sit around and enjoy wet carpet and blood on the wall or whatever.
Oh, my God. What a scene. The carpet's wet and there's blood on the wall. What happened in there?
What the heck?
Yeah, they can clean both of them. Yeah, they take care of both of those things.
They probably don't ask questions either. They're like, whatever. Like,
all right. However this happened, it happened. We'll get it done.
We'll do it.
So go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. Paul love it.
I love DMs like this. Who shall remain nameless. OMG, my coworkers are wondering what is wrong with me and why I'm laughing so hard. I work in a medical office. And I have my earbuds in listening to Share Funny, hearing you guys talking about the 69 jersey. The guy messaged back. He said it has my last name on it, and I have no regrets.
Good for you.
No. Good. No shit. Nobody said he's got regrets.
And like Rob said, he was just an innocent Jordan Gross fan, and that was his jersey.
Yeah.
Didn't think a thing about it.
I also didn't think I'd look right in a wide receiver jersey since I'm a bigger guy.
Oh, that would have been perfect.
Has anybody ever looked at someone and thought, that doesn't make sense. You don't look like a wide receiver.
I've never thought that before.
Never.
That's how my brain works. I don't know.
In a million years, it would never have occurred to me that you couldn't wear a Steve Smith jersey when he was a big fan, when he played here, Rob, because you're a bigger guy, shouldn't wear a wide receiver jersey.
I don't know. It just didn't, in my head, that's where I went.
I like going up to people who are wearing jerseys and telling them they look much bigger on TV. God.
That's and weird.
Gosh, Steve Young, you look completely different here in the mall.
John Elway at a Sbarro? What are the odds?
Huge fan.
Yeah, you know people. What? Yeah. What? No, I no.
And by your philosophy, Rob, nobody would ever wear the jersey of a player who's the opposite race of them.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah, that's true.
Philip Rivers, I thought you were white.
Like, well, you know, I was going to wear the Saquon Barkley jersey, but I'm not black, and yeah. People would have probably thought that looked weird.
I had a Julius Peppers jersey, and I didn't think about it. Didn't go to that one.
Interesting brain you got there, bud.
Right. I've never heard anybody say that before. I don't think I could wear that because I'm a bigger guy.
I don't look right on you.
Yeah.
Well, no salesman at a sports apparel store worth his salt would have let you make that mistake, Rob.
Yeah.
So, you know, and say that just doesn't. That's just not popping on you.
Try again.
Pop.
Yeah. I'll put this back for you. Now go find one that makes sense.
Yeah.
Rob, was it the blue or the black?
Black.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I like black ones.
Always good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do.
Stop it.
What? I like the. I think the black ones look cooler than that blue.
Never the white, right?
I like the white.
I don't mind the white. Yeah. I don't mind the white. I always like, though, this is a total weird thing, but I always like, I prefer that the team have the same color pants with their jersey all the time. You know what I mean? Like the Dallas Cowboys, always the silver pants, so then either the white or the blue jersey. The Raiders, always the gray pants, the silver pants. You know, I've always thought the Panthers should have gone silver pants, silver helmets. Then you've got all the different jersey combinations that would be awesome. Although I do like the way the Saints do it because those colors are so good. Those all-black Saints uniforms are badass.
God, I hate the Saints colors. I hate that gold.
I don't like that gold. It's tacky.
I always love those colors. They're so awesome.
You know what I love is when they do the old-school uniforms. I love that.
Throwbacks?
Yes, yeah. Those are cool.
And then NASCAR started doing a throwback weekend at Darlington, and that's really cool to see those old. Every driver has a story behind why they chose this particular car, and it's very cool.
I like that. Yeah.
I don't like the term throwback, though.
You don't?
No.
That's why I say old school.
Mm-hmm.
You prefer old school?
Throwback is usually an insult. It used to be. Like, yeah, you run around here, just acts like some throwback from the
40s.
Yeah. Do you like retro?
No.
Retro makes it sound like it's not cool. I always thought that.
Retro. Okay. Like, I think retro outdated. Makes it sound cool. Like, it has a cool
vintage.
Vibe. Vintage? Yes.
Yeah. Cool. Vintage does have a cooler sound than retro. You're right.
They're wearing their vintage uniforms.
Yeah.
Rather than.
Do they call it that, though? Vintage uniforms?
No, they call them throwbacks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I always think of retro meaning 80s. Like, yeah. That just means 80s to me.
Yeah.
Because when they first started using the term retro, yeah. It was when they were talking about 80s stuff.
I would love to have been a teenager in the 80s. You guys had a lot of fun.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
I mean, cocaine everywhere you turn.
Everywhere.
Woo! It was great.
Living in Miami in the 80s. Woo! Mm-hmm. That would have been trouble.
Yeah. Out there looking for the square grouper. Those were packs of drugs floating in the ocean.
Square groupers?
Yeah, I think that's what they called them, the square groupers.
I didn't know that.
That does not sound cool.
Yeah, you know, you ever seen, though, sometimes like they'll post a lot of TikToks, and it'll say, this video from a high school in 93. What do you notice? I saw one the other day, it's like a high school in 87, I believe. And they played some Def Leppard music in the background. But you notice the interaction between all of the students, and which is very different than it is today. And I do think the lack of social media made it more fun a lot of time because you interact, you spent more time talking to people and had to meet people and interact with them and learn about them. And people weren't so damn uptight about everything.
Yeah, they were so sensitive.
They laughed at each other and had fun.
They could take a joke.
Oh my God, yes, because you had to.
Yeah.
I just think life a lot of times was more fun.
People don't like jokes nowadays.
Well, but back in when Ace was in high school is when you would greet another man by shaking his balls.
By the way.
Back in the biblical times.
Hey, angel.
Yeah.
Old Testament stuff.
TJ and I were in high school. Same time. 1 year ahead of him is me.
I'm glad people don't do that anymore. That's awkward.
Well, me too.
How did the ladies do it? Did they? They just
No. But women used to not shake hands with people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was, just kind of a curtsy.
Yeah,
that hurts.
And if they did, wouldn't they do that little? They just extend their hand, and the man would barely touch like to their first little knuckle.
Just
touch
their,
and he would kind of bow in front of head down in front of them, kind of thing.
Yeah, women didn't have a manly grip back then.
I'm not curtsying for nobody.
What about the queen?
Yeah, for her, I would.
That was the best. Regardless of what you think about Harry and Meghan or whatever, she's learning how to do a. He asks her on the way to meet the queen. They just started dating. He's like, do you know how to curtsy? And she goes, no. And he goes, okay. And they're like in the car, like on the way to go meet the queen for the first time. And then I think Oprah says, so how do you curtsy to the queen? And Meghan goes, deeply.
Exactly.
You get down
all the way down.
And you go all the way down to the ground when you curtsy. But yeah, that would be crazy.
Yeah, I might get stuck.
That's another one of those things, though, that I would not be a fan of. Having to go, I don't know.
I don't know what guys do. I don't know what you're supposed to do.
They do have to bow, though.
They bow.
Do a half bow, I think.
I'm not bowing to anybody.
I just don't like
that. But the Lord.
But the day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just because you were born into a certain family, you're not any better than me or anybody else, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, You, maybe. Not everybody, but certainly.
Thank you.
You wouldn't. You don't mean that.
I do.
It's a
mean
show
that.
Of respect. If that's like that's their, you go into yeah, their culture,
it's respect.
You wouldn't bow to, like, I don't know who's like a big well, like the Dalai Lama or something. I don't know. If that's if that was the protocol, that, you would totally do it.
Well, no, no, no. What I'm saying is, though, I don't like the whole thing of having to bow to them. I get it. If that's okay, if that's the way they show respect, yeah, you know, hey, you know, you shake their hand, you know, that kind of deal. But I'm not. But the philosophy of I'm so much better than you because I was born into this family, thus you should bow before me. If I were the king, let's say, and Alexis comes to meet me and she doesn't curtsy, I'm not going to think any less of her. I'm not going to think any less of you. Or how dare you come before me and not kneel?
He said, if I was a king.
Yeah, I would.
King of what?
Exactly.
Whatever.
What you a king of?
The king.
Yeah. King of Darlington.
King of.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I'm the king of Darlington on Throwback Weekend, man.
King of Huffganistan. But I wouldn't do that, Riggins. I don't care if it's their culture to show respect, whatever. I'm not doing that. Because they should recognize that my culture doesn't do that out of sign of respect.
But if you were over in their air, in their land, which probably wouldn't happen, you would never do that. But you would not show the mutual respect because it's protocol or anything.
Here's
I don't believe
difference.
You.
I'm not bowing to another human.
Here's the difference for me. Bowing. I think because they're old, like because the queen is old,
yeah.
Maybe like, oh, you know, a little bow as you mean, like, hey, whatever. Yeah, but to the like Prince Charles, I'm not.
Oh, I wouldn't do it to Prince Charles either.
Dude, get out.
But if I was there meeting the queen and I was in there in her palace or whatever they have, and they said, here's what you do, I wouldn't look at it as she's better than me. And I'm sure she doesn't think you do this because I'm better than you.
No, I'm sure she does.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure she does. Still, I've seen the crown.
I tell them to go pound sand.
Oh, my God. No, you wouldn't.
I'm not bowing to anybody.
You've seen The Crown. You know that's how they feel.
I'm an American, damn it. We don't bow down to people.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I wouldn't want to bow to anybody.
If I met a real leader that I respected and all from America, say if I met Donald Trump or, you know, future president someday, Governor Ron DeSantis, there's no way I would bow in front of him.
Of course not.
No.
Right. So why would I go bow in front of a leader that I don't respect as much as our own leaders? I wouldn't. I'm an American, by God.
But being a good American in other places, you want to be a good American like when you go to Italy or...
I don't give a shit about that.
Yeah. Oh, I do.
I don't. I'm a good person in general, so I'm not going to go over there acting like an asshole.
Exactly.
But I'm also not going to go in there... what do you call it?
Pandering
to them. Yeah, thank you. I'm not going to pander to anybody just because it's their culture. They should understand my culture because, you know, I'm an American, and that makes me better than them.
And there you have it. Hey,
miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Oh, yeah, got our own Facebook group.
Look at us. Ooh. Not everybody can have a Facebook group. They don't just give those to any old body. You got to be royalty to get that.
Damn right.
You got to bow to somebody.
You might
That's what you got to do.
Bow down.
So, Alexis, the square grouper I made reference to earlier is something that you would actually love because it's what they called the bales of marijuana that would be floating in the ocean off the coast of Florida.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So they would fall out of the planes or fall overboard on a drug boat from a drug boat, and people go out there and look for them, gather them up.
Nice.
They call it the square grouper.
Be like, when is that plane going to fly over? What time? Let me just go out there for a second.
In the 80s, it was constant. Yeah. I mean, they needed an air traffic controller out there to guide all the drug planes that were coming from
Colombia.
Yeah.
Colombia.
By the way, if you've never seen
Colombia,
I think you have, TJ. There's a great movie with Tom Cruise.
Oh,
where he plays one of those pilots that flies, makes those flights. It is insane. True story. It's insane.
And that guy was from Louisiana.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Oh, Mission Impossible.
It's a fairly new movie.
Mission Impossible. That'd be a good name.
It's called All the Right Moves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a great movie.
No, it's not called that.
Risky Business. I'll find the name of it.
Risky Business. Which, you.
I don't think I ever saw Risky Business all the way through.
It's a great movie.
Is it the one that has, no, I'm thinking of a different one.
Is it American Made? Is the one that you're talking about?
I think so. Yeah. Yes, American Made, 2017. It's excellent. You'll love it.
Mm-hmm. That's good. But Risky Business did not have the guy in it that played Kelly Leak in the Bad News Bears, right?
Not that I remember now.
Wasn't he in a Tom Cruise movie where they went to Mexico and?
Yeah. Hang on. Yeah, it's kind of a team.
And was she played Diane on Cheers. Shelley Long, wasn't she in that?
Shelley Long. Yeah.
Losing It is the movie you're thinking of, 1983.
Yeah. Were you into Lost Boys? Isn't that what they call it?
That movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched the movie. It was pretty good.
Very good
but
movie.
But I didn't. They did. I watched it once.
It's about the vampires or something?
Yeah.
They're Kiefer Sutherland.
I just saw they're remaking that, rebooting it.
Right. Kiefer Sutherland was excellent in that. Yeah.
Weaver's good.
What's the other one before Lost Boys that was, that had everybody. Patrick Swayze, Tom Cruise.
Reservoir Dogs.
No. Damn. The Greasers.
The Greasers.
Yeah, it's there are two. Outsiders.
Fallout. Oh, I was going to say the Fallout.
Outsiders. That's a great movie.
Yeah, I never saw that.
It's awesome. Just awesome.
I never saw Chariots of Fire either. That was a big 80s movie. I never saw it.
St. Elmo's Fire?
Never saw that.
Really good
movie. Is that the one where he was a wrestler? Or was that Vision Quest?
That's Vision Quest.
Okay, yeah.
St. Elmo's Fire, Rob Lowe played the saxophone.
No, I didn't see
that. Which I always thought. They made him. He was supposed to be a rock star, and they made him play a saxophone. I always thought that was weird. They should have had made him a guitar player.
Yeah. I did see St. Elmo's Crotch Fire. I saw that.
Ooh, Crotch Fire. It's a fire crotch.
You like that, Rob?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
There were a lot of those movies that were huge in the 80s that I didn't get into, even though I was in the 80s.
There was an argument on Twitter 2 days ago. It said, which was the better 80s movie? Fast Times at Ridgemont High or 16 Candles?
Probably those two. Yeah, that would put them together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That's what everybody said.
Yeah, even the girls? Because I think the women would say 16 Candles.
16 Candles is more of a girl movie. Yeah.
Okay.
But
Fast Times at Ridgemont High is awesome. just effing awesome.
But what was that other one that was where they were in detention? The whole
Breakfast
thing.
Club. Breakfast Club. I love Breakfast Club. Yeah,
great movie.
That's a really good one.
Some Kind of Wonderful is one of my favorite 80s
with
movies.
The girl drummer? Yes. What a great movie.
Watts. That was her name.
Yeah.
Watts.
Have you ever seen Can't Buy Me Love with Patrick Dempsey?
No, but
that's
isn't
a great
that
the, '80s movie?
Isn't that what the Nick Cannon movie? He tried to do like a remake for that. Money, they, money yeah, can't buy it. A thing or something like that.
Oh, I heard that was good.
No.
Yeah. Nick Cannon is he's just a reprobate.
Awful. That's the same story, right? It's a it's rich girl.
It is literally the exact same movie. Yeah. Because I saw it come. It came on something one day, and I was watching part. I was like, "This is the exact same movie."
Except the original one was good.
Yeah, of course.
Very good.
Yeah. And it didn't star a piece of shit.
There's that, apparently.
Yikes. I should not mention that name.
Yeah, that's what he is.
Yeah.
Is there nudity in it?
No. Mm-mm. But there is as close to showing a nipple as you can get and still maintain the PG rating that it had.
Like a wet t-shirt or something?
No, a girl took her top off in a car and you can almost, like they almost have it panned down enough to see her nipples.
Like a peekaboo?
Can't. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a peekaboo.
So it's the only downside, Riggins.
Yeah, it's PG.
Yeah.
No thanks.
In the 70s though, PG showed topless. Full topless.
What?
Women. Yeah, in order to get an R rating, you had to show the down there area.
Everything was better back then.
Life was very different in the 70s. You in America.
So she longs for that.
Yeah.
You want to grow it out? That's why she wants. That's why she thinks so cool. I wouldn't have
let that be
laser.
The norm. Yeah.
You want that to come back.
That would be awesome. Less work I got to do. Or my person has to do.
That's money you got to spend is what you're saying.
And yeah, that also.
Yeah, just think about how many people's careers would be gone if that came back. And all the, you know, there was no need for waxing and all of that stuff.
The whole industry.
Yeah.
Industry, as Trump says.
Mm-hmm. Industry.
Industry. Removing it and taking care of that.
It would make the unemployment rate skyrocket.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
We got all these lasers. What are we going to do with them now? Yeah. We got a bunch of lasers laying around. Everybody wants to keep their money.
Sell them to NASA.
Yeah, I mean, really, what do you do with all the lasers now? Got a million lasers. What do we do with them?
And how people are wanting to keep their tattoos.
Yeah. Yeah,
What are we going to do with those?
God forbid, what if it did come back? Just like a lot of JNCO jeans came back. Mm-hmm. Like, who is that? Mullets.
Trends always come back.
What if the comes back? That could really, like, in a day, wipe out an entire industry.
Bathing suits would have to be different. Because I still don't want to see all that.
Just cramming it.
It's like coming out to the side. Oh, just,
not out to the side. What is
that? The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics. NEOGENIX.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.